peacefully. So that opposition attitude should be put aside. This was the thing that was explained to the messenger, remember? The guy who looked like that. They said, okay, sit down, let me tell you. I told you, everything is in you, right? Even that beautiful thought of love is in you. You have the choice to open the cage or not, because it's given to you in a cage. And you could keep it in a cage. Oh. Billions of people have done it. They kept it in a cage. Your merchant should learn to let this parrot free. This parrot should die of show-offs. Then it's no good for the merchant, it will be free. This is the story of love. Therefore, even love is not out there for you to go and find. It's in you. But it needs to be polished, because it's like a light bulb. Put a filthy stuff on top of it, a fistful of dirt. Suddenly, darkness. That's what it is. That was the story we heard, remember? He said, it's in you. It's a part of you. You love it. You think you love it. You like it. What? You don't know how to admire it, because it's in the cage. So, it's a sad parrot in you, which envies only the free parrot. The free parrot who don't need a merchant to take care of them. That was the story we heard, right? Then there is this story I'm going to begin today. As an experiment, I suggest those of you, which is only you, the rest of you, care to study this book. Go through this story, which I will explain what it is, okay? Then you will find yourself ready to understand the last story. The last story is the answer to this duality, remember? It's okay, you have two parts, the woman and the man. And they are both silly, both of them. Why? Because each of them sticks to something natural over there. You not understand co-working. It's like imagine two musicians, two players, okay? Massive. And they don't have anyone to direct them, to coordinate them. And they play. What is the sound? What is the outcome of this chaos? A very bad noise, which we heard, first of all, the ear of these two players. After a while, they will lose it. Because if they don't understand each other, and they don't care about the rhythm of the other part, forget about the music, isn't it? That's what's happening to you. This is all of this in a brief explanation. So what should be and what could be the essence of this story in between? Going from what? Going from that believing in your brain, superficial information, then jealousy, then playing both sides of the stick of faith and the logic, then your attitude, looking for the success, then school of love in you. You explain all this. What will remain? What should be in this story before going to that last story. Think about it. Because this is the way to understand a book like this. You will, if you want, if they give you a part of a book, give me a part of a, I don't know, one of those old classic masterpieces. Try them. Bring me 2 pages of it. I say, okay, what is he telling in these 2 pages? I'll ask for 4 pages before and after, then I will tell you what is in that. Even before reading it. Because that's how it works. A mastermind is explaining something, right? He's not wasting the time. He doesn't have time to waste, right? And we know his intention. Because he had changed, transformed from something he calls death to life. Remember, this is how he feels about the subject. Then, about his knowledge, he's the master of his time. This subject is his specialty. Therefore, it should be extremely well organized. Are you listening to me? Because this is what I'm teaching here. I told you this story. I have read this book and I listened to so many different point of views explaining this. From the rainbow of Sharia up to the left communist materialism dialectic. And I heard it all, and I was pretty good confused. Honestly, I knew a lot. I knew a lot of details. It's like knowing so many houses in a city, but not understanding the city itself. Just the houses. I knew this detail, this one, that one, that one. And I was so confused that I preferred to drop it. Because honestly, it lied to a point that nobody could tell me something new. I was well studied and worked really hard. Therefore, I knew it all. And I was ready to chat with no matter who about no other part of this, but in general, it didn't give me that feeling of, yes, I know it. And that was missing always in me. And I was used to that, because that's the way I was studying. I dropped it, and I dropped everything around it, and went to live somewhere else. That somewhere else, I was doing something else. Then the question came, somebody was asking about something in Masnavi. He was looking around and in Paris, he couldn't find a lot of people to know this, and by sheer accident, I think. They found me. Or, I don't know, maybe he was sent to me, I don't remember exactly. Anyhow, the guy came to me, had some question, and I couldn't say, I don't care about that. I had to answer him, so I asked for a time to read the book. And that was a very silly question to me. Because God, in a way, believed in me. And suddenly I said, I have to read it again. And imagine somebody telling you that, I have to read this big book again. And he thought that I'm playing it again, because political, intellectual game was in fashion those times. So he gave me the time. And I read the book. I didn't need to read it, really. In that time, the memory was much better, I was serving better, and I knew almost, I could say more than 10% of the poems was here, the lines I could recite after so many years of reading it, I needed to page it. The good thing is, in that time, I was studying something much, much, much better. Mathematics. Confused mathematics in cybernetics. There was some new science that nobody knew what the science is really all about, but everything was new. And within it, I was applying this kind of science to education. That was the best time for me, because I had all the little, even diagrams to study how something could be taught, how education works. And suddenly I looked at this book as an educational text, not mass memory, not philosophy, nothing, educational text. And I realized this is the master. And I started to see something that only a teacher studying the teaching could see in this book. And that happened just by a coincidence. For the first time, I understood why this is sixth volume. I understood that I heard so many stories, and none of them were correct because they were stories. Yes, it should be sixth volume. Because he believed in seven level of improvement, and the first one, no one could teach. It's the free will. The first is free will. That's what yearning is, right? Nobody should mess with your free will if somebody is educating you, really. If somebody is trying to enslave you or sell something to you, yes. But when it comes to education, it's the free will. Especially for this. Because this should go to the heart. And without the free will, nothing goes to the heart. It could go to the brain, I could brainwash you. But nobody could heartwash you. There is no such a thing. And this is the magic of heart. So, I studied this way, the way I'm suggesting you do for next week. Go through it. One of the simple ways to check, now you're not studying it, you're checking it, right? For this checking, check for something, pick up a subject. Think about the subject, no matter what, okay? And go through this story, and look for the words which are close to this subject, and read that line, if he's touching this subject or not. Right? When you find a subject that it's been repeatedly touched, in each paragraph, in a way he's talking about it. When you look at the paragraphs, it's a different story, because when you look at the story, story is a story, right? I choose this one because this will teach you something. This is the best story within the stories we already read. You know what? Let's look at the stories we already had. Who is bored? No one? I learned to question the negatives, so when nobody is listening, it seems that you're listening and you're positive about it. The first story was the king and the handmaiden. Right? Do you remember it? Anyway, go through it. Look at the title of the different paragraphs. It will be like this. Falling in love of the king. The appearance of impotency of these hakims, asking something from God, the king and the hakim, and the hakim led to the patient, and the hakim asked for privacy. He understood the pain of the handmaiden and sent somebody to Samarkand for the bringing the goldsmith and explanation of this killing stuff. Did you listen? What was it? All the paragraphs were related to the story. Everything was in one story.